Good morning, church. We just roll with the flow, don't we? There are things that are just a little different today, but I'm sure that the Last Supper went unscripted a little bit too, don't you think? And so we'll just continue on. What we're going to do is we're going to just go into the sermonette right now, and we will be, of course, having prayer later. And for the sake of time, we're just going to move ahead with the program. Now that we have partaken of this service of humility and of friendship, really, is what I like to call it, a service of friendship. And isn't it wonderful to be clean in the Lord and before Him and to find His grace real again and be rebaptized, as it were? I want to just share with you just a few words as we think about a communion service and the meaning of the symbols that come in a communion service. What is the earth's most valuable substance? Is it gold? Gold is very valuable, isn't it? I like looking at the gold price and watching the gold price, and it's a great, you know, economic indicator. We all know gold isn't the most valuable metal even, but it has grown to almost several thousand dollars an ounce. It almost got up to 2,000 here a little while back. Now it's back 1,400, 1,500. But there are more valuable things than that. Platinum is considered to be the queen of metals and is more valuable than gold. But there are even substances more valuable than that. I've heard recently of, you know, I'm kind of cheap, all right? So I don't buy things that to me are a waste of money. But I know that you can buy some of this perfume, special perfume, and some of it is like $500 an ounce. You know, that's pretty expensive stuff. I went with my friends one time. We were invited to go with them. We went to a restaurant, and of course, they, you know, offer you wine for your dinner. Of course, none of us, we were all Adventists. Have you ever wondered what these waiters and waitresses think about when they get a table full of Adventists? But anyway, they offered us this wine that was like 200 years old, and you could pay, you know, $200, $500, I can't remember, for that. And I thought, wow, that must be one of the most valuable substances on earth. But it really isn't. One of the things that I like to do is buy chocolates for my wife. She's special, and she loves chocolate. Her eyes are brown, and that's because she eats so much, she thinks it'll be on the tree of life. But I went on one of these occasions. We don't do this very much. We try to eat healthfully, but I'll splurge a little bit. And I went to one of these places in Portland where you can actually have them make up the little chocolates, the truffles and whatever. I thought, oh, that'll be cool. I don't know what to do this time. And so I went there, and you know, I'd look like these little tiny boxes. And so I thought, well, I better do a little more than that. So I said to make up this and this and this. But I started, you know, started adding up, you know, because, and look at it, these little chocolates, and like each one of them was several dollars when I figured it out, you know, and cheap mind going here, and yet my wife is worth it, but, you know, I'm not. And every time I select another chocolate, I just heard this ka-ching go, you know, ka-ching, 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 you know, and I thought for a minute there that chocolate was the most valuable substance on the earth. There are diamonds that are very valuable, and diamonds, genuine diamonds, are still considered, you know, kind of one of the chief gemstones. And the Cullinan diamond, even years ago, weighed like 3.5 pounds. And it sold for $800,000. That would be many million now, and was put in the crown of the imperial state crown of the King of England. Multiplied millions are now spent on diamonds. Diamonds are very, very, very expensive. But are any of these things the most valuable substance? We know it's not, because what if, you know, it really matters what you need at the time, right? Let me just, you know, paint a little picture. Let's suppose you're out hiking across the desert and you're dying of thirst. Ever been really thirsty? And you come across a big rock that's flat on top. And there on this rock, you're given a choice between a huge diamond, you know, just imagine this huge diamond, or a glass of cool water. Which is the most valuable at that point? You wouldn't care about the old rock, would you? So you would find it water. And so you say, okay, now is water the most valuable substance on earth? No, because the earth is covered with about 3/4, you know, of it. There's water everywhere, all right? But it's kind of what you need. Yeah, ducks don't need much water given to them. The earth's most valuable substance, I believe, is whatever we need the most. And what is it that we need the most? Yeah. And the scripture said that we aren't redeemed by precious things like gold and silver, but by the precious blood of Christ. I would like to submit that the most valuable substance on this earth, at least, and I would say even beyond that, is the blood of Jesus Christ. Blood is a very valuable substance. The Bible says, and I'm going to just skip right to the point here, had some stories to tell, but Leviticus 17:11, it says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you." And so they were told to actually be careful with blood, because blood is where life happens. It nourishes us, our cells, and brings life to us. If somebody bleeds out, I lost my own brother because he bled to death on an operating table. Blood is necessary for life. And blood is necessary, apparently, in symbol for spiritual life, because we need Jesus' blood to cleanse us from all sin and from the death that comes from being a sinner. I've often wondered and been offended even sometimes because the Bible seems to have a preoccupation with blood. And we sing even about blood. And I thought, oh, why do we use blood? Well, blood is actually a very important symbol. And it's a powerful symbol of what Christ does for us. And God, in his wisdom, has chose one of the best symbols at all at communion time to represent the giving of life and transformation. Let me just share a couple things. Now, I'm not a medical doctor like Dr. Mark here and some of the others in our congregation. And, of course, I know we have some phlebotomists and other ones who work with blood, taking blood every day, know how blood is put together. But what I do know is that blood has several properties to it that make it an apt symbol for what Christ does for us. First of all, it's not a substance, or it's really not a liquid. It's a tissue, isn't it? Right? Blood is a tissue, but it is a tissue that's mobile. So it goes all over your body to every part that needs it. And that makes it very unique. All the other cells in our body are fixed cells. They're here, they're there, or whatever. But blood is mobile, and it's fluid, and it's free to go anywhere, and so it has a universal movement. Isn't that the way God's blood is? Christ's blood that he shed for us? It says that he died for all of us. And he asks all of us to drink of it. You'll notice in the communion service. And so it's this mobile idea that it goes to every problem in life. It addresses every sin that might be there. It's mobile and moves about. Another thing is what blood is made up of. We know that it has three kinds of cells. In this, there's the liquid plasma, and then there's three kinds of cells: the platelets, the red cells, and the white cells. Not much is known about the platelets, but there is stuff that we just don't know about how Christ's blood saves us. Even the most brilliant theologian cannot really explain to you why the atonement of Christ works, but it does. Right? This is the mystery of godliness, and there are things about blood that we don't know, but we know it does it. We know it works, that it is essential to life. And then you have the red cells. These little cells bring oxygen, actually the breath of life, to the rest of your body. And they carry off also the waste products. The amazing thing is that God has made these cells do the work of a garbage truck, but also do the work of feeding our bodies. You know, think of that. Think of if our cities, you know, produce, what if we had in our cities the trucks that deliver the food also carry off the garbage? And yet God has this all worked out, that it doesn't, there's no cross-contamination, it works just perfectly. Do we have any garbage that needs to be carried away? Oh man, do we, you know? And that's what Christ's blood does for us. It carries off the garbage. But it also feeds us with the breath of life. Wow. What a marvelous process. It says in the Bible that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. See? Life is in the blood. It's a terrific symbol. Then there's the white blood cells, the leukocytes. And these are the little guys, the little soldiers that fight off infection, all right? And it's wonderful how they do this. These aren't an enemy of germs enters the body, and then these little white cells go to work to gain the victory over those. And so in a sense, this is what the blood does for us when we're in danger of attack. The precious blood of Jesus does this for every believer. When Satan attacks or accuses us, Jesus' blood overcomes for us. The book of Revelation says that God's faithful people will have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Jesus' blood fights for us. It keeps us free from infection. Finally, another thing that blood does is it has antibodies in it. All right? What do antibodies do? They fight off, but they actually make you immune to certain things. And so it's this way, as we come each quarter and as we have communion and as we serve the Lord and as we find grace in Him, do you think that Christ's blood in us builds us an immunity to the things that once tempted us? Now, with the blood of Christ in us, we have antibodies to fight off the infection that might come. And so, you know, not only does God save us from our sins, but He actually delivers us from falling into it. You know, he sets it up ahead of us so that we have an immunity to it. So what a grand mystery. All of this is found in the blood. Do you want a blood transfusion today? That's what I look as communion, as kind of what we're doing. And that's what Jesus said we're doing. We're getting a blood transfusion. And a lot more too, because there's so many symbols. But I thought we should just look at this thought just as we have communion today. What a valuable substance is Jesus' blood. It is the most valuable substance in the universe. Let's not take it for granted, but let's be renewed. For as much as ye were not redeemed with the corruptible things such as gold and silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. We need this blood. I like the song, "Would you be free from your burden of sin?" There's power in the blood, power in the blood. "Would your evil a victory win?" There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I'd like to call the elders up front now, and we're going to go on with our communion service as we partake of these symbols and we find new meaning and grace in Christ. I want to just share a passage of Scripture. Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, said this, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come." Larry and Mike are going to have prayers respectively on the bread and on the wine.
The congregation can just bow their heads reverently or kneel if you wish. We will kneel up front here, and we'll have a prayer on each of these precious symbols.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to partake in this, of this special service, Lord. We can't even begin to imagine the pain and the suffering you went through on our behalf. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for that ultimate sacrifice you made for us, and just to wash away our sins. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, as we've just taken part of the humility service in which we wash each other's feet, what does it all mean? Symbolically, Jesus was there washing each foot through the hands of so many people. And now the blood, Heavenly Father, as Jesus hung there on that tree and the blood came dripping down and running down off of his body, what did it all mean for us today? And Jesus said unto himself when he said, just do this to remember what I've done for you. Do this in remembrance of me, because I bled and died for you. And so, Heavenly Father, as we partake of this wine today and of the bread, let us remember it's nothing we did, but it's all to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This is a time traditionally where someone may have something to say in praise of their Lord and Master, or a request, and so a testimony, any kind of thing that you would like to say. So just be ready to speak up. Raise your hand and we'll bring a mic to you. Can we all say amen to these wonderful testimonies? Absolutely. And it's great to be a part of God's family and to be under his blood and in his care. All right, let's partake of these symbols together. Jesus took the bread after supper and he said, all of you, eat it. And he invited all to also partake of the cup that represents his blood for us. All right, it's time to sing and be happy. We don't, now, you know, we're not just in the shadow of the cross, but we're in its saving light. And we want to be happy about that, sing Redeemed together. And I understand that when you go out, that there's traditionally taken an offering for those who have need, a Good Samaritan offering. So that will be at the door. You don't have to give, but if you're able, that opportunity is available. All right, let's sing song number 337, Redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Join me in prayer. Father in heaven, we are so blessed to know you. We are so blessed to be covered by your precious blood, not by corruptible things, but by the precious blood of Christ. It redeems us from all sin. Now, as we go out from this place, renewed in vigor and in spiritual life, may we honor you and live for you, not as if it were a duty, but as it were a privilege. And as we share one with another, and as we share you with all that we meet, may the joy of Jesus be seen on our faces and in the acts that we do. And we look forward to the day when we will eat that supper anew with you in the kingdom of God. So thank you for all these blessings, for the Sabbath day that we come together. And now bless us, we pray, and each one individually in their needs and wants. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.